just as afraid of the bliss as we are of the horror. And we tell all kinds of stories to actually escape the bliss. But in general, the horror of life as it is experienced in a body, in a planet, is avoided. It's avoided by some hope that it's not really happening, or some hope that it would never happen to you, or some hope that it's really all for the good, or some hope that it's perfect, or some hope that the personality survives after death. That's a big one, isn't it? Oh, please let it be true. Let there be a heaven. Let there be another lifetime. Let there be me continuing. But the radicalness of giving up all hope is really the radicalness of giving up all stories. Not that there's anything wrong with stories. They are completely appropriate when they're appropriate. In inquiring into the reality of what's true, true being what's always true, not just relatively true in this moment, but always true, then hope of change, of survival, of betterment, of escape, of happiness, of enlightenment, all hope must be put aside. Because hope itself is some projection of a
so
didn't